And I can't promise to answer all your questions. I get too many.
Sure.
But one thing you can do is form a local meetup group to study the Constitution and meet regularly and start becoming familiar with the subject.
Right. Okay, very good, John. Thank you for having me. Thank you for coming on here again. And, Bill, thank you for the call if you're still there. Folks, I'll be back next week with Sherry Jackson, so you'll want to be here for that show, too. Thanks very much, and stay tuned to RBN.
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 26th day of August. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I apologize for the sound quality. I'm rebooting my computer here. We should be back up and running on the studio quality audio here around the first break or so. But anyway, I was doing my research, as I always do, prior to coming on the air today, and the news is just full of dire economic forecast and reporting and things of a very serious nature regarding the economy of the United States and the economy of the rest of the developed world. We who study such matters, we know the world is always in perilous times, and this is no different. I encourage people to be living a life of preparedness and not be unduly motivated by bad news, and that's my ongoing theme. We're going to have Professor McKinney on today, and we're going to have an update from Rick Saletta up at KT Ordnance later in the program also, and it'll be a good show, and we encourage people to call in. The call number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. I reported last week briefly that Mountain House Foods is having a across-the-board price increase. If you want to get your hands on Mountain House food at the old price with inventory that was purchased prior to the price increase, you need to contact Freeze Dry Guy ASAP, so you can do that. I was also reading about wheat prices. Now, you may think wheat is in bread and pastry products. Now, we'll talk more about wheat just a moment when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 26th of August 2007, and we're back with our studio quality audio, which I know is what you folks are looking forward to hearing. Before the break, we were talking about wheat. And according to the report I just read a few minutes ago, wheat is selling, wholesale price of wheat is selling at all-time highs. Of course, that shouldn't be surprising, and I believe we'll be seeing that in many agricultural products because of the price of petroleum. Many fertilizers are petroleum-based. Every time a farmer does something, it involves a petroleum product. Tractor runs on diesel fuel. The grain is dried with propane dryers. So something like this, you want to plant the wheat, you run a diesel-powered tractor back and forth over those huge fields. You want to plow the fields, you run a diesel-powered tractor back and forth over those fields. You want to harvest the wheat, you run a diesel-powered combine and equipment back and forth over those fields. You haul the wheat, you're running diesel-powered trucks to haul the wheat back to the elevators. And a lot of farmers may have on-site elevators where they store it prior to hauling it to the grain elevator where they sell it, which involves more diesel-powered equipment. Now, this is true of almost, as far as I know, virtually all agricultural products. Minor exceptions might be the Amish, where they're using horses to do a lot of this work. But for most agriculture, most of the time, you've got petroleum products being used at every step of the way. So, of course, anything involving use of petroleum products is going to mean higher prices, since petroleum is selling at all-time highs also. I believe this translates, ladies and gentlemen, into higher prices for virtually everything that we eat, whether it's meat or vegetables or fruit, grains, whatever it might be. All these foodstuffs involve petroleum products, even the packaging. Plastic is made from petroleum. A lot of inks are made from petroleum, on and on and on. The list of industrial products manufactured with petroleum is literally thousands upon thousands. Point being, going back to food once again, long-term storage food now, purchased at today's prices, may be an investment as important and as worthwhile financially as any investment you would ever hope to make. Freeze-dryguy.com is a place you need to consider when it comes to long-term storage food, best quality, best pricing, shipping included. I gave his website a couple of times, but here's his phone number. Toll free, 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. A friend of mine was throwing away a pair of combat boots that he thought were no longer, they were kind of muddy, and he didn't want to look at them anymore. I retrieved them out of the trash without his knowledge to make a point. I'm going to be using a bottle of black leather dye to cover up marks. I already washed them with warm water and a scrub brush, cleaned up the laces, and I'll be putting a coat of polish on them after the leather dye dries out. Put a nice brush shine on them. I'm not going to spit shine them. I think that's a bit foolish. And lace up the clean laces and present them to them as a, once again, serviceable pair of boots, suitable for all kinds of routine jobs around the ranch, or suitable for putting away at a future, for a few use at a future date. I was just thinking earlier today, I'm cleaning up these boots, how some refugee that was lacking foot gear would just be tickled pink to have this nice serviceable of combat boots. And it's just a thought, something to keep in mind. And it looks like we've got Lonnie from Canada. Lonnie, are you here?
Hello, Mr. Moore. How are you?
Good. How are things up in the northern country?
Actually, the weather's perfect right now. It's a little cool in evenings. I like fall the best. That's great.
Good. What's on your mind today?
I have a couple questions for you about how you carry your .45. In particular, are you carrying it chambered safety on, unchambered safety off? Like, because there's a few different ways you can do that.
This is an excellent question. Of course, the 1911 .45 is my favorite defensive pistol. There's condition one, condition two, and condition three. So we'll just go over those. Condition one is chamber, a round in the chamber, and the hammer on full cock with the safety up. That's condition one. Condition two is around the chamber and the hammer at half cock. Condition three is no round in the chamber and the hammer all the way down. I carry condition two, is how I carry. I don't really care for the full cock position, although it's completely safe. I like half cock and the safety on. Condition three consumes a lot of time in a severe emergency. It can have a great impact on the people around you to be cocking that pistol, of course, a psychological impact. But that's how I carry is condition two.
Okay, excellent. And my other question about carry is, in a bug-out situation, if you were carrying your 45, would you be using a drop-leg holster, one on your chest rig, or, say, a holster on your waist belt for your backpack?
Okay, excellent question. These drop-leg holsters didn't exist 20, 25 years ago. That's when they became popular with paramilitary organizations, SWAT teams in particular, working in urban environments. Now, if you're on a SWAT team in an urban environment, a drop holster makes perfect sense. However, here comes a however. If you're moving through the bush and you got a drop leg holster, you're going to beat the hell out of your pistol. It's not a very good place. In fact, it's probably the least desirable place you could ever want to carry a pistol. When I say moving through the bush, I mean up and down the hills, around rocks, around trees, possibly crawling once in a while, moving over fences. You're going to beat the hell out of that pistol.
Yeah, you'll snag it a lot for sure.
And it's going to snag a lot, and it's just going to get beat up. A hip holster, unless it's full coverage, a full flap holster, is not much better. A chest holster is the most desirable place to carry a pistol if you're moving through the bush and feeling really active around all the different things that can damage a pistol in those other positions.
Got it. All right. I guess I got to order one of those.
Well, you can find one. A chest rig, a shoulder holster is, a middle of the chest is probably the safest place for the pistol, although I'm not aware of any manufacturers currently making one. There may be one out there.
I found one a little while ago. If I find it, the link again, I will send it to you.
That'd be great. These other holsters that fit on these vests, that's not a bad compromise. Everything in life is a compromise, but a good quality shoulder holster or one that's attached to one of these vests is going to keep it up out of the way of being banged up against trees and rocks and fences and all the things that can damage a pistol.
If you had to choose between in that situation between a chest and a shoulder, which would you take?
Chest. I've got both. I got both. Now, that's for out in the bush. Now, for urban carry and going about business and conducting business, a shoulder holster is more comfortable and easier to conceal.
Got it. I was you had mentioned the Daytel 45 that you carry. I was checking that out online. It's interesting, the shorter sight radius that it has. I haven't seen that before in a 45.
Well, quite frankly, all the sights far is for training.
Right.
You're not going to do precision shooting with a pistol that's got a 3.5-inch barrel. That's
right.
Just not going to happen. If somebody wants to hurt you, Lonnie, they're going to be average distance 21 feet away. If you can't hit a torso of an adult without sights at that distance, you may as well just leave the pistol at home.
And it's harder to do than people think.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
And that's where practice and trigger time comes in. Once you've put several thousand rounds, and I'm not being flippant when I say this, several thousands of rounds downrange through a heavy caliber pistol, then you're well on your way to being competent. But until you've done that, you're not, in my opinion.
And it's not the same as a two-way range either.
No, not at all.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Lonnie. We appreciate your call. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007. I got a headline here in front of me. It says, drop, this is the New York Times, by the way. It's not somebody's copy machine in their garage making this newsletter. It's NewYorkTimes.com. August 26th edition, that's today. First sentence, the median price of American homes is expected to fall this year for the first time since federal housing agencies began keeping statistics in 1950. Now, that's pretty significant. In fact, I would say that's hugely significant. We're talking about more than 50 years. The federal government of this country has kept track of median housing prices, median prices of housing. They say it's going to be a modest 1 to 2% decline. Of course, that means that the growth, that will be, in addition to doing away with all the annual growth that we've seen, which has been typically 5 or 6% a year for housing nationwide. Of course, higher in some of the hotter markets like Florida, Texas, California, New York, and maybe a bit lower in some of these other areas. But that's very significant. Things are not what they used to be. They're absolutely not what they used to be. I'll get back to preparedness a bit. You know, Lonnie brought up a good point that has much greater implications. If you haven't done this kind of thing before, when I say this kind of thing, I mean prepare to live out in the bush with minimal physical supplies, backpacking. If you haven't done that before, you're in for quite an education. And typically what a man or a woman might do prior to doing this is go to their favorite sporting goods store or the sporting goods department of Walmart, something like that, and bring their credit card with them or checkbook or cash and buy everything they think they might need. And go out and do it. Well, I'm here to tell you that in that way, which most of you are going to do if you're planning on doing so, is going to be an education. You're going to learn that you've bought things that you don't need. You've bought things that will not perform and do what you think you bought them for. You'll find out you didn't get what you need. You'll find out that what you bought has broken the first or second or third time that you've used it, or that it can't be repaired because of the way it's manufactured, and on and on and on. Accomplished, skilled backpackers most of the time will buy first quality equipment. As they get more experience, they'll find things that aren't listed in sporting goods catalogs or at the local sporting outlet, things that might be made for another use, perhaps a kitchen utensils that aren't normally thought of as being useful in backpacking, or tools out of the tool department, out of the local hardware store that they use with great success. And this will be a matter of individuals learning what works for them. It's not a backpacking is not a one size fits all endeavor. Although the military, at least the regular infantry, would have these troops think so. They'll get by okay with military issued gear. But the special ops guys like myself and others who do this a lot and have some flexibility, we will substitute and we will be creative to make things do things that you don't normally think of, and not bring things into the field that are pretty useless, like a tent, for example. Now, you may think a tent is just dandy, and there's times when even I will consider a tent as worthwhile. Most of the time I don't. I typically go into the bush with two ponchos. One, I take some braided nylon cord and tie from a low-hanging branch, make a shelter, overhead shelter. The other one I put on the ground for a ground cloth. Then I'll wrap up in a poncho liner, maybe a lightweight sleeping bag, something of that nature. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's
1-800-313-9443. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I need to always remind myself we've got new listeners every show that... Those new listeners, I may want to read my bio and see my photograph at my website, thelibertyman.com. That's the Tango Hotel Echo, thelibertyman.com. You'll also see products that you won't see anywhere else. My seminars in front of live audiences to do with dealing with preparedness. They're titled Family Safety in Perilous Times, Volume 1. Volume 2. I also have my paper, my article, No Need for Panic, which at this point I've lost track of how many hundreds of copies I've printed up and mailed out. It is the truth behind the deception of global warming. The real timetable, as opposed to the fictitious timetable being put out by Al Gore and the NASA Goddard Space Flight Institute, Jim Hansen, and other people related to the government. That's science fiction. The timetable they put out for the dire things that those of us who are aware of this are concerned about, which has to do with abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, the timetable they put out is as follows. Around 2016, that's 9 years from now, not quite 9 years from now, things will start to get bad. And around the middle of the century, 2050, things will really get bad. Now, I ask my audiences, my live audiences, when I do public appearances, I'll ask these ladies and gentlemen, would the federal government of the United States of America lie to you? And, of course, they all start laughing and chuckling and nodding their heads up and down. Of course, the federal government of the United States would lie to us if it suits their own purposes. Would it suit the purposes of this government to keep you in the dark about what's coming? If that meant the difference between all you fine ladies and gentlemen getting up on Monday morning, tomorrow morning, and going to work like good little citizens and continuing to pay on your 30-year mortgages like good little citizens and interacting with friends and family and civic and social activities, conducting what everybody would consider a normal life. Would it suit their purposes to keep you doing that as opposed to what many people can do? There are quite a few financially independent people in this country who own their own businesses, locking the doors and saying, I'm out of here. I'm taking off for the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks to learn how to raise goats. And that would cause a collapse of the economy in a very short period of time. If the professional people and the business people with the financial wherewithal decided to take care of their families and prepare for what's coming at us in the not-too-distant future, that would shut down this economy real quick. And, of course, the government wouldn't want that to happen. And, of course, they would lie to us to keep that from happening. And that is precisely, ladies and gentlemen, what they've been doing since about 1980 when they figured this out themselves. Around 1980, NASA finally took up and acted on the information from the Vatican vaults, from Zachariah Sitchin, possibly some other sources. And they sent the Pioneer Space Probe out looking for a particular object in a particular part of the universe, and they found it. They've been tracking it ever since. It's 27 years. Their decision to keep all of you in the dark was made back then. They knew 27 years in the future, things like what we're experiencing would begin happening, culminating, ending in scenarios similar to Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. And I urge people to get a DVD of that movie and watch it. There's a real science in there as well as a science fiction. It's certainly worth watching for the science part of it. The science fiction is the timetable I just gave you, along with what they say is the cause of it. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, it is not that knucklehead next door to you with that big SUV. It is not human activity causing global warming. No, it's something else. It is absolutely something else. If you read my paper, No Need for Panic, available at my website. If you don't have internet access, I have a toll-free number you can call during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. That's 866-965-3007. 866-965-3007. Would the government lie to you? Of course they would. Absolutely they would. What we've been seeing the past few weeks are very bizarre weather-related events all over the planet, increased seismic activity. When I say seismic activity, I'm talking 6-point-plus earthquakes, because there's literally hundreds of earthquakes every day of the week or somewhere on the planet. That's not unusual. And, of course, increased volcanism. Most volcanoes are under the oceans, but there's plenty of on dry land, and they've been going bonkers also. Now, Professor McKinney, who's going to be on here this show, he may talk about that. I always give Professor McKinney a free rein to talk about anything he chooses. But he may talk about his predictions about what happened beginning August the 12th, and is in the process of ending now due to planetary alignments and the massive new amounts of solar energy coming at us during this rather compact period of time. I look forward to hearing from him. We also are going to hear from Rick Saletta up in Montana, Dillon, Montana, KT Ordnance, and his ongoing legal battle with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, also known as Jackbooted Thugs, also known as the F-Troop. Now, John Moore did not coin that. That was coined by FBI agents, Highway Patrol officers, police officers all over the country, the Secret Service. They're the ones that started calling these men and women F-Troop, mainly because of the hiring standards being the lowest of any federal law enforcement agency. And it became pretty common knowledge within all law enforcement, federal and otherwise, that if you could not qualify to be on any other agency, Secret Service, U.S. Marshals, FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, had a job waiting for you. That's become pretty common knowledge. Getting back to preparedness, I urge people to make it a lifestyle, to incorporate learning these skills into their activities, that they make it a hobby, I guess might be another way to put it. If you consume your discretionary time, and we all have time we have to spend with our careers, we have time we should set aside for friends and family and social events, and then there's discretional time, which you can take up by watching sports or doing other things of no consequence, watching TV, something that, quite frankly, is mind-numbing. Or you can incorporate in your discretionary time learning skills that will help you and help those that you love to get by during hard times. The skills of an EMT, the skills of a ham radio operator, the skills of a backpacker, the skills of a farmer, the skills of a carpenter, a plumber, an electrician, the skills of an automobile mechanic. There are lots and lots of skills. Skills of hunting and fishing. Many, many skills that a person could be using their discretionary time to learn these skills, improve these skills, so that you have them when you need them. You know, a skill is something, ladies and gentlemen, that can't be taken from you. You may lose a lot of things. You may lose your job. You may lose your financial wherewithal. You may find yourself homeless for whatever reason. And we've got a caller, Michael in Missouri. Michael, are you there, sir? Go ahead.
Hi. I heard you mention that Professor McKinney will be on today.
He will.
And that's great. It's really interesting how a lot of what he was talking about this last August 12th has really come around in terms of the major hurricane and the earthquake down in Peru, for one. And I had something I wanted to touch upon, if I could.
Please, go ahead, Michael.
I've listened to him, learned about it from you and your show, and I really appreciate that. But he mentioned some time ago, I think it was back in March, and maybe he might remember this, that he had, if I recall, had mentioned that I think he was at the Minnesota Drivers Bureau, and he had mentioned something about he had not brought a driver's license or something with him. And I think, if I recall correctly, that they had made the statement that we won't need driver's license soon, as in carrying it, because they're going to stamp it on our foreheads. And, yeah, ever since then,
well,
it's been, a, you know, kind of a conservative
line. Are you sure that was McCanny saying that, not somebody else? You're talking about a tattoo, a tattoo on your forehead or a RFID chip on your forehead?
Well, I researched it after that. I searched on Google. They've got what they call invisible RFID, and they've got a company out of St. Louis called Somark Innovations to put the invisible UPC code on cattle. And I understand that it's supposed to be being prepared to be put on soldiers as well. But, you know, if you think about it, now if this thing is invisible and they just stamp it and it's permanent, a whole population herd it into a local Walmart, and you just put your hand in, or if a UN cop comes over and asks you to pull your hair back or your cap off your forehead, they could just scan you right there with a handheld scanner. So it's not, if this information is accurate, it's not so far off, and it could well be, you know, something that they could use as an enforced identification under martial law. So I guess one of my questions is am I right? Did he really mention that, or did I actually, maybe I did hear it from someplace else, but if I did from his show, I think it was like back in March. It was quite some time ago.
Okay. Well, so, I'll make a note of that invisible UPC code on the forehead, and if Jim and I get a chance to talk about that, we certainly will. Michael, there's no doubt that this technology exists. And the odds of a clerk behind a counter discussing this, of course, every organization has its own publications and things of that, and maybe one of these clerks saw a memorandum or a publication to do with future technology, and that's what they were talking about. It's hard to say.
Yeah, well, as a Christian, it would bring about a whole nother light on it if that is part of the planning for the future. And then secondly, of course, it brings a whole nother timetable for preparations, because we're just one event, so to speak, away from such a possible scenario, if that is indeed part of the, part of the plan.
I understand, Michael.
So.
One thing the power of the bee figured out many, many decades ago is that given sufficient motivation, and World War II is an excellent example, being attacked at Pearl Harbor, which, of course, wasn't a secret attack, at least as far as Roosevelt was concerned, but given sufficient motivation, people will accept things, like we did in World War II, which included withholding. Federal tax withholding from our paychecks. That was instituted as a temporary emergency wartime measure. Well, of course, World War II ended 62 years ago, and the temporary emergency wartime measure of withholding tax from people's paychecks is still going 62 years later. And if it wasn't for those dire circumstances of that war and the threat of invasion, people never would have accepted that kind of measure of having money taken directly out of their paychecks by the federal government of this country. So I agree with you. Given something sufficiently dire like a nuclear event in one of our cities or more, if people would accept things like this that they would never consider accepting otherwise.
Well, I don't know. This is a bit on the same topic, but yet kind of in a different direction. Have you noticed that the Russians have been very aggressive worldwide here in the last few weeks with, they dropped a missile 37 miles or something like this north of Tbilisi, Georgia, and they've put a flag on the North Pole, and they've ran into our airspace, if not so much the airspace, definitely in Great Britain. I think the Royal Air Force has had to drive them out of there two or three times now in the last several weeks. So things are amping up with our good old friends over in the east as well, which is
absolutely they are, Michael. And there's multiple agendas there. Russia wants to be a heavy hitter once again in military aircraft sales. They want to eventually, of course, their goal is to implement what they began in 1917, which is to dominate the world economically, militarily, and politically. That's their ultimate goal. That's never changed. And there's been a lot of deception since the alleged fall of the of communism in the late 80s, around 1990, a lot of deception that was all part of the plan. And New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn, which was published in 1984, talked about all these things happening before they happened. And, of course, Golitsyn was a high-ranking KGB officer who was involved in long-range planning. And thank goodness he was able to publish his book 6 years before all these events took place, because that gives him just a tremendous amount of credibility.
Yeah, I think what he had, like a 94% accuracy record on right. that at that point on what he had written would take place.
Absolutely. Michael, we got a break coming up. Thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Okay. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 26th of August, 2007. Welcome back. Coming up to the top of the hour break here. We'll be visiting with Professor McCanny. I believe he's supposed to be calling in here in just a few minutes. And unless something gets messed up, I believe Rick Saletta at the bottom of the hour around 5:30 Central Time should be calling in. Of course, there's always a possibility that something will run afoul and we may not have one of our guests. But be that as it may, I'm looking forward to interviewing both these men this show. Well, we were talking before the break with Michael from Missouri about Russia and the Russian bear, and how Russia is flexing its military might. Clearly, at least for those of us who monitor Russia, Russia is once again flexing its military muscles with various weapons systems, missiles, high-performance jet aircraft. They're doing dramatic expansions to their Blue Water Navy, all with the intent of using these things to subdue their neighbors, possibly in conjunction with China to take the United States on. Now, there's various beliefs and conjecture about whether Russia and China are contrived enemies, created enemies by the international bankers to provide the vehicle to accomplish other goals, including making vast amounts of money, arming all three sides, loaning the money to provide the arms. Be that as it may, a created enemy is still an enemy, and we would be well advised to take all these things into consideration. Now, it's unlikely any of us are going to be briefing high-ranking government officials about any of these matters. You know, what the most we can do, ladies and gentlemen, is take care of ourselves and our loved ones. I'm not going to be jumping on a plane and going to the National Security Council tomorrow and briefing them. They don't care what John Moore has to say. They don't care what you think. You need to focus on what will help you and your loved ones be safe in hard times, whether those hard times are generated by an economy that's collapsing, whether it's from a natural event such as storms, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, or from a terrorist event. Now, don't get too caught up in whether the terrorist event is financially backed by international bankers or if Osama bin Laden's people are doing it on their own. And it's fascinating to ponder such things. However, the effect is still the effect. If a major terrorist event impacts your community, your state, our country, it doesn't really matter who's behind it in terms of having to deal with the consequences, does it? It really doesn't. Dealing with the consequences is what I urge people to be ready to do. And this is the top of the hour. We got a break coming up, and hopefully we'll have some guests calling in. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
With